VOA News, I'm Joe Palca.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Don't look now, but 50 years ago today, 50 years ago that the imagination of the entire world, not just the United States, was captured by a man's takeoff and eventual landing on the moon 4 days later and led to Mission Commander Neil Armstrong's immortal words. Two of the three Apollo 11 astronauts will return to the exact spot on Tuesday from where they flew to the moon 50 years ago. NASA invited Buzz Aldrin and Michael Collins to the Kennedy Space Center to mark the anniversary. Mission Commander Neil Armstrong, who took the first lunar footsteps and whose voice you just heard, died in 2012. It kicks off 8 days of golden anniversary celebrations for each day of Apollo 11's voyage. A feud is escalating between President Donald Trump and Democrats after the president launched what some consider to be racist attacks against four congresswomen of color, telling them to go back to where they came from. VOA's White House correspondent Patsy Widakusara has the story.
The president was responding to a question about his Twitter attacks against four Democratic congresswomen, including Ilhan Omar, an American Muslim born in Somalia.
When I hear the way they talk about our country, when I hear the anti-Semitic language they use, when I hear the hatred they have for Israel and the love they have for enemies like Al-Qaeda, then you know what? I will tell you that I do not believe this is good for the Democrat Party.
Other than Omar, Democratic congresswomen of color targeted by Trump include Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Rashida Tlaib, and Ayanna Presley. They condemned the president's remarks as racist. Patsy Widakuswara, VOA News at the White House.
This is VOA News. North Korea has criticized U.S. plans to hold a joint military exercise next month with South Korea, suggesting the drills could negatively impact upcoming working-level nuclear talks with Washington. In a statement from the Korean Central News Agency, North Korea's foreign ministry on Tuesday said the exercise violates an agreement reached last year by Donald Trump and Kim Jong-un in Singapore. The U.S. and North Korea agreed to hold working-level talks following a hastily arranged meeting last month between President Trump and Kim. Iran is threatening to restore its nuclear program to its status before Tehran signed the 2015 nuclear deal with six world powers. The 2015 deal calls on Iran to slash its uranium enrichment in exchange for sanctions relief from the United States and the five other signatories, Britain, China, France, Germany, and Russia. Now, Tom Sauer, the professor of international politics at the University of Antwerp, says the EU should put pressure on the Americans to renegotiate a possible new deal.
The EU should put pressure on the U.S. government, on the Trump administration, to re-enter into the existing deal. If that's not possible, then the Europeans should try to circumvent the sanctions by the United States against the European firms.
President Trump called the agreement horrible and pulled the U.S. out of the deal last year and reimposed sanctions on Iran. A white nationalist who killed a woman by ramming his car into a crowd protesting a white supremacist rally in Virginia in 2017 has received a second life sentence. James Fields was sentenced Monday to life plus 419 years for killing 32-year-old Heather Heyer and injuring 19 other people after the Unite the Right gathering in Charlottesville on August the 12th of 2017. The mother of the victim, Susan Breaux, said that the sentence was appropriate.
Not only does the United States hold these actions to be quite serious with serious consequences, but also the state of Virginia is not tolerating them, and I think that message is sent loud and clear today.
President Trump sparked controversy after the event when he blamed the violence at the rally on both sides. Turkey commemorated a 3-year-old failed military coup on Monday as the fallout over the botched takeover deepens political divisions within the country and strains ties with its Western allies. President Recep Tayyip Erdogan attended events in the capital of Ankara to mark the anniversary of the coup attempt on July the 15th, 2016. He visited Armed Forces Headquarters, the scene of bloody fighting. For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. I'm Joe Palca, VOA News.
Best music. Today, the voice of America, VOA1.